Welcome to Mr. Wrestling Theater 420.
Your semi-favorite.
Inconsistent.
Incorrect.
Incoherent.
Inappropriate.
Unprofessional.
Sometimes weekly.
Wrestling-based podcast.
On Anchor.fm. It's Tuesday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 89, season 4, episode 3.
Alright. No title?
I had a title last week, and then I don't know. I was going to call it All Out Worlds or some shit. Worlds Collide. Clash at All Out. Clash at Media Scrub. I don't know, something like that. Clash at Media Scrum. There we go.
Clash at Media Scrum sounds the best considering what happened.
Right.
Quick happy birthday to Angelina Love and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's all I found. No celebrities this week. I didn't look anything up. Straight of the day is Jawa Pie.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to do the watch review that we were going to do last week. I had seen most of the results. We're not watching everything.
No.
And I mean, I didn't watch any matches anyway, but like this one, we'll do a watch review about the matches and give them our star ratings like we do.
Yeah.
And we'll do our best to make fun of Dave Melsger at the same time.
Yes. And I'm sure he probably gave like Kenny's match like 5 stars for no fucking reason.
I'm sure he did.
Because he like,
I will tell you that he also gave Sheamus and Gunther 5 stars too, though.
Well, I'm okay with that because that was the best match of that night. So I think, well, yeah.
Real quick, we did a whole bunch of picks. We did picks 2 weeks ago on the podcast, and we did a couple of extra ones that had happened afterwards.
Yeah.
Long story short, I have 14 right.
Yeah.
You had 13 right.
That's pretty good, actually.
So I won by one.
Yeah.
I won by one because of Worlds Collide.
All right.
No, that's not bad. I won because of Carmelo versus Ricochet. You picked Ricochet like a dum-dum.
I did, because I didn't know if they were going to do something different. It's not like they were doing much with Ricochet on the main roster.
At this point.
You know?
At that point. I mean, Trips is in charge. We'll see. We'll see. All right, so quick intro. First match we're going to watch is the Casino Battle...
Ladder match.
Not Battle Royal. What the fuck? The Casino Ladder match thingy. I don't remember who the fuck's in it.
A Joker plus, like, a whole bunch of people.
I picked Joker straight from the get-go.
Yeah, I said Joker.
I predicted Joker right from the get-go. I should get an extra point just for that.
I'm pretty sure I said Joker slash was... Who was my backup? Fucking, like, Claudio or
probably
somebody?
Probably Claudio. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Andrade.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, Joker, because I assume the Joker's going to win, but a backup would be so-and-so. Because it all depends on who the Joker is, but usually it's the Joker. Like... They're not doing anything new. It's the Joker a lot.
It is. I mean, well, Leo Rush was the Joker that one time, and he didn't win shit. Like, he's eliminated 3 seconds into the fucking thing.
I didn't say they did it every time, but they do it a lot.
They do it a lot.
It's usually the Joker, unless you're Leo Rush.
Because I don't fully remember who's in this match, but it's like Wheeler, Claudio.
Andrade,
clearly.
Both Rey and Penta, I think. Or at least just Rey Fénix.
I think both. Anyway, we'll tell you who the fuck's in it afterwards if you remember everybody.
Yeah. Well, I have Wikipedia up, so...
Yeah, so we can figure that out. Helps. All right. So we'll do the watch and review like we said we're going to do. At some point, we'll talk about Worlds Collide and the other one.
Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Worlds Collide. We'll talk about those at some point. And then something about 2 weeks of wrestling. Real quick, douchebag of the day, since we already know what happened.
CM Punk.
All right, we'll talk about that more later, but CM Punk is douchebag of the day.
All right,
cool, awesome.
That was an easy one.
We'll be back after we watch this ladder match, which is 100 years long. All right, so that was Casino Battle Royal ladder match.
Yep.
We decided during that the clock was not big enough, and I didn't know what was going on.
No, because they didn't put the clock up till there was only 10 seconds left.
Yeah, I didn't know they came out individually. I thought it was just like a regular fucking ladder, like, you know, Money in the Bank.
Yeah, no, they came out individually, and they made it a point of saying that someone could win before everybody was out, which...
Which means they have to do that next year.
Yeah.
Somebody random has to win. Yep. Maybe not the first two people. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, but someone in the middle just come out. Rubs, like, the last guy or something.
Because the everybody's all beat up, and then Dante Martin could have came out and springboarded up the ladder and whatever. And then won.
Yeah.
So, let's see if I can get everybody that was in the match. Ready?
Claudio, Castagnoli, Willie Uda, Dante Martin, Ray Phoenix, Penta Alzero Miedo,
Rush,
Andrade, and the Joker.
Who won? It was really just like a weird fucking triple threat tag team match for a while.
Well, yeah, because you had...
Blackpool versus whatever the fuck Andrade's was called.
You had two from Blackpool, you had two from Andrade's fucking cartel group, I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah, I call them that. El Elito Phantoms.
Yeah. And then you had...
that's what they're called. El Elito Phantoms.
Then you had the Lucha Brothers.
Right, Lucha Brothers, who were part of...
Death Triangle.
Death Triangle, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
So, as a ladder match, there was a weird spot that when
Claudio came out and shoved the ladder and tried to stick it through and then move it.
And then tried to, like, flip it over, but like, the other ladder was in the way. Like, you know what was going to happen. You don't understand how physics works. Like, there's something there to hold it from falling. It's going to fall.
It was retarded.
I did not like that. It was the dumbest spot I've ever seen.
It was tough. It killed the whole match for me, honestly.
I did like the Lucha Brothers frog splash through the table and the Canadian Destroyer on the ladder.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking cool.
Yep.
I dig that.
That's typical with them in ladder
matches. It is.
Which is fine. You need that. Especially after that horrific, like, Erectuset fucking ladder thing that happened.
And then Stokely's group comes out. Stokely's group is also like 18 people. It's fucking Morrissey.
Because it's Moriarty, Morrissey.
Yeah, that's fucking confusing.
The Ass Boys. Yeah, I know it is. Ass Boys and...
Ethan Page.
Yes.
I don't know. Ethan Page just jumps from group to group now. Is that what he does?
Yeah, I guess so. When one other group just kind of fades away, he'll just... He's a bandwagon guy.
He was great with the North.
The North was the best thing ever.
And then he left Impact, and now he's just some nobody. Yeah,
to try to be, like, better, get somewhere better, and he's just a nobody now.
He's really just another dude in the group.
Yep. And he left, and his fucking tag team partner became, like, champion.
Yeah. Both champions. Both singles titles.
Yep. So, maybe he should have just stayed.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, Joker won. They didn't reveal at the time who the Joker
is. Yeah, we don't know who the Joker is now. Yes. I was right. I predicted MJF is even in the TBD. Like I said, I should get an extra point for that.
Yeah.
I'm not taking one, but I should get an extra point. I totally predicted that match. I thought Justin was good at the end when he goes, the winner, Joker, I guess.
Yeah, the winner is the Joker. Like, I don't know what else to say.
That was okay. I'm okay with that little faction, though, with MJF and them people.
Yeah.
And Ethan Page is just the other guy.
Yeah.
And Ass Boys, because they're just goofy motherfuckers, and they can just do his fucking bidding for a while. Yeah. You know damn well they're going to be the Singh Brothers and just get their asses whooped.
Oh, yeah. Quite literally.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I didn't mean that pun at all, but yeah.
And Morrissey's just taking the role of Wardlow because he doesn't have Wardlow anymore, so he needs another big guy.
He does need another big guy. You talk all that shit, someone has to fucking back it.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know what Enzo's
all
about.
He can't back all that shit talking up himself. That's why he needs all the people.
And it's not really Jersey, it's like Long Island, but like still, like it's a connection there.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Right, it is for me. Yeah. What the fuck do I care? So, 1 through 5, 5-star rating. I don't know what the hell Melsger gave it, but
I don't know. I'm gonna get like a 2.5.
Yeah.
And it only got that because there's a couple spots from the fucking Lucha Brothers. Other than that, there's nothing to that match that was worth having any kind of, like, decent star quality.
Yeah, 2.5 is a good one. Like, I thought I was going to give it a 3, but yeah.
I would have gave it a 3 if that shit didn't happen with the ladders and Claudio.
I'm gonna agree with you. It's just gonna be 2.5. Like, yeah. It's a very good rating for me. Our next match is for the Trios title, originally.
Yes.
Even though neither one of them are Trios champion. Yeah.
Fucking AEW, dude. What the hell?
Well, they all got suspended. Like, I mean, I don't know. We'll talk kind of about it at the end of the match, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the Elite versus Dark Order, kind of.
Hangman.
Even though Alex Reynolds and Silver weren't really the Dark Order, it was Stu and fucking Uno, and they're like gone now.
Yeah. So weird.
And they'd be fine if they just dropped the Dark Order fucking gimmick now.
Yeah, just let it be Reynolds and fucking Silver.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's them and Hangman,
yeah,
who's apparently part of the Dark Order.
yeah. Honorary member for a while now.
So he's the Elite Order, I guess, because he's part of that group, too. At least he stayed away from all that melee. Good, because Punk probably would have actually hit him.
Yeah, well, Punk's a bitch, so...
He's a bitch. At least he didn't bite somebody. Can Ace Steel be fucking douchebag, too, then? Like
Ace Steel should be douchebag, too, because then Ace Steel also throw a chair at somebody,
threw a chair. I mean, there's different stories. Someone definitely threw a chair. Well, not definitely, because I wasn't there. I don't know what actually happened.
A chair was thrown. Someone got bit.
And someone got punched.
Yes.
All of them got suspended. Yeah. Including people who tried to break it up. A couple of them, too. Like, Christopher Daniels got suspended for no fucking reason whatsoever. He was just there.
Oh, Lord.
Pat Buck.
Yeah.
Not related to the Bucks, but Pat Buck, the guy who used to work for WWE. Yeah. He was like a backstage producer guy. He's over there now. And he also got suspended for literally just kind of being there. They're doing it. Well, I guess we're talking about it now. Yeah. So.
Yep. Fucking craziness.
Probably more talk on that later.
Yeah.
Probably. It's just going to keep mentioning stuff. All right. So we'll watch this match and then we'll come back with our thingy.
Yes.
All right. So that was your first ever Trios champion.
Yep.
It lasted all of about 3 hours.
Yep. Until someone got bit and hit and had a chair thrown at him.
Yeah. And then, like I said, a whole bunch of you got suspended for no reason.
Yep.
Don Callis not one of them.
Act like children. Grown men acting like children.
Yeah, all of them.
Like, pretty much.
All of them, but CM Punk is definitely a douchebag.
Yeah. How much does Tony Khan regret in bringing CM Punk into AEW right now?
Probably a lot. Probably a lot. He's at least, like, second-guessing himself. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hunter was right.
Yeah, exactly. That match, though, was actually a pretty good match.
Match was cool. I mean, it was much more flippy than the latter match. It should have been more flippy.
Exactly. Consider how many flippy people
were. Besides, like, Cesaro. We know Cesaro's not going to flip.
No. But Cesaro's usually going to do something impressive.
Right. He did nothing anyway, so we'll skip that one. So the match was good.
Yeah.
It's
what we kind of expected. A lot of fast-paced, you know, it was a spot fest kind of
thing. A lot of spot, I mean, it's a Young Bucks match.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
That's, yeah. And, I mean, fucking Silver and Reynolds.
They should have won it on that roll-up off the one-winged angel.
Yep.
Like, I said it while we watched it that they should have won on the first roll-up. But that second roll up was
the one in Winged Angel one is definitely the one they should have won on.
Like, that's how I thought that. I think it's a bad booking decision anyway. I think Dark Order should have won that.
Yeah.
But, hey, you can't win them all.
No.
Why weren't they in the fucking other match then? Because the other match became Best Friends versus Death Triangle.
Yes.
Dark Order, nowhere to be seen.
No.
They should have made it a triple threat for the Trios title. I guess it's because, you know, Silver got knocked out by Heyman. They're probably not friends, supposedly.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, a break there.
Yeah.
Because of that. And how he stopped them from stomping out fucking Nick Matt's Jackson. Back or whatever.
Matt, the bad back one.
Yeah.
Fuck two.
So, also one of the best lines on commentary was Taz got called Excalibur or something.
Yeah.
Shivani, the third time.
I didn't hear the other two at all.
I didn't hear the other two at all.
I only heard the third one because he said, I'm Taz. He goes, the third time. And know, that was pretty fucking funny.
Oh, dude, that was one of the best.
It made me laugh. So, yeah. Scorecard, I guess 3-2-5. Yeah. It's what I expected it to be.
I feel like that's a fair rating, because I expected it to be that, and it was.
Right.
And it was entertaining.
Right. I'm sure Mel's going to give it 5. Fuck it.
If he didn't, it's like a 4.5.
Right. But, I mean, I'm going to be...
I wouldn't even give it a 4, because it's what I expected
it to be. I expected it to be like that. And I know that that's unfair, but, like...
At the end of the day, though, wrestling... isn't all just high spots like that.
True. I mean, I don't know. Heyman and Omega kind of, you know, told the story a little bit. They did tell the story with the clothesline at the end, or the buckshot at the end.
Yeah.
To break up the why Heyman's hanging out with fucking... I'm sure that they were supposed to, like, reunite the whole Elite at one fucking point.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to happen with that now.
Yeah, with all the suspensions and, you know, timeouts and... attention and everything else.
It's basically timeout. Go to your room. Think about what you did.
Yeah. It's what it feels like, kinda.
The match after that was Jade Cargill versus Ember Moon Athena.
Yeah, that was 4 minutes long.
We watched part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to score it because I didn't only watch part of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did watch that bitch get kicked out into the fucking... Barry Barricade, though, that was pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
Was it?
So that alone,
Red Velvet or whatever got like a double, fucking like that running like shotgun style drop kick into the barricade and like died.
Yeah,
she died. Like that was.
That was pretty. I mean, like, if you based on just that part alone, it gets like a 4-star. But like, I didn't watch the match, so
yeah,
I'm not gonna make that a match.
It was worth watching. It was only 4 minutes long.
Yeah, I mean, so. I think Jade will go run up until...
She's 37 now.
And then Full Gear is in November.
Yeah, so she could very well be close to...
50.
She'll be 49. Because I guarantee she'll lose before 50.
She'll lose at 50. It'll be 50
she'll
at Full
at
Gear.
She'll lose at 50 or 49. Like, she'll be at 49, not supposed to be
right.
50, and she'll lose.
Right. And she'll lose it to somebody random.
Yes.
Somebody you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. But it's going to be like a big pay-per-view thing.
Yep.
On the... pre-show probably, but still on the pay-per-view thing. Yeah. So, and the next match is another fucking trios match.
Yeah, it's Wardlow and FTR
for some goddamn reason. Actually, I guess it's Pinnacle.
It is Pinnacle. It's remnants of Pinnacle. They're also like both champs.
Right.
Versus the Motor City Machine Gun
again
and Jay Lethal. Because why? I don't know.
And why are they magically heels? Because their faces on fucking Impact.
I don't know. Ask the little cokehead.
I would, but he'd just tell me some bullshit story about how he's right.
Yeah.
Like, none of this makes sense.
You
could have used one of your fucking tag teams. Private Party.
Yeah. I just find lately that... some of the things that we were bitching about... WWE about before Trips took control and Vince had to leave are now like it's like slowly
it we're gonna stop bitching about Trips again. Right now it's just different.
Yeah.
And that's why we're bitching about AEW now, because we're not bitching about WWE right now.
Yeah,
so we gotta bitch about something.
Yeah,
we'll bitch about AEW.
And like, don't get me wrong, it's got good stuff to it still. I mean, some of the in-ring content is still very good. It's just storyline wise, they're starting to make some big errors.
Big egos.
Yeah.
Bobby Fish was saying that Young Bucks didn't want to put over Red Dragon. Those were for the titles or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
So that's why they formed the Undisputed Elite thing or whatever instead. Now Bobby Fish is gone. He challenged CM Punk to a real fight.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny too.
I did too. Cause
leave the high kicks to the professionals.
Honestly,
you're not a professional either. Like, if you're a professional, you'd be a fucking MMA fighter, not a pro wrestler for the last 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I'm sure... Bobby Fish probably has a better chance in a real fight.
Maybe. CM Punk did train you, like, MMA. Like, he was fighting UFC guys. UFC is the top-tier MMA.
Yes, very true.
It's not like he's fighting fucking Joe Nobodies. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like at the fucking VFW. Like, he was on main event, main card. No, not main event, but main card pay-per-view fights.
Yeah.
Granted, against lesser talent in UFC, but still, like, one of them was Mickey Gall. And Mickey Gall, you know, had that quick run.
Yeah.
And then he got shut down, too. But still.
Yeah.
It's what happens.
It is.
It's top tier MMA. I mean, so it's a little different. It's not everybody can be Brock Lesnar, go over there and beat the fuck out of fucking Heath Herring, whatever the fuck that kid's name was.
The fucking crazy horse or whatever his name
Heath
was.
Herring?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Herring, I think
it's his name. Heath. I know it's Heath. It's Herring?
Yeah. Like I think the fish? It's Herring, yeah.
Anyway, next match. We'll be back after that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers, match. It's an odd grouping, but the match itself was pretty fucking fun. Pretty fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, actually. It made no sense, but it was good to watch, at least.
Right, I mean, like, from a wrestling standpoint, Motor City Machine Guns versus FTR is good shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And it broke down well. Like, I mean, Jay Lethal, I mean, he can flip around, and Wardlow likes to powerbomb everybody.
Yep. Wardlow powerbombed the shit out of Jay Lethal, so.
He did.
You know.
I think that was a pretty fun match.
And then Dax's daughter Finley beat fucking
Sunday Dutt. I mean, even like the aftermatch shenanigan part of it was pretty fucking fun to watch. Like Samoa Joe coming out and somehow fucking...
He was bleeding and like he did nothing and was bleeding. He beat up fucking the giant one.
Yeah.
Satnam, whatever.
Satnam Singh, I don't know. Singh sounds fun. Let's go with that one.
I think that is right, but...
I do think that's right. It just sounds like that would be right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that big guy.
Yeah.
Almost.
Thank God he's not around anymore, really.
Have you noticed that since Chips took it over, there's no fucking Almost, there's no Veer Mahan, there's no fucking...
Nope. All that stupid shit is just gone.
Karrion Kross is Karrion Kross, not just some fucking fake gladiator thing.
Yep.
Wherever the fuck he was. I mean, I thought, like, stupid fuck. And yeah, so all that stuff after that match was good fun TV as well. So that was cool. Except for Samoa Joe bleeding for no reason.
Yeah.
That part made no sense. The match, I want to say it was better than the Trios title match, just because I was more entertained by it.
Yeah.
So
about 3.5 then.
Okay, so we'll just up it a little bit then. Yeah, 3.5 because I want to say it was better, Matt. I was more entertained. I liked it better.
Yes, I agree with you on that one.
I mean, Cash can sell the knee injury, so he can go into figure four. So the story gets told in the thing.
It's not as spot festy, and it does tell.
But it is spot festy at the same time because of the high paced fucking machine guns coming in random. But they do some.
But it's done in a. Classic manner.
Classic tag team wrestling style, even.
Yeah, it's more of that than it is.
Then you let Wardlow come in at the end and just powerbomb people.
Yeah.
Cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean, and even he was fine with the fucking, you know, old school style wrestling because he sold getting his ass whooped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all in all, I guess it's only like a three.
I'll give it 3.5, maybe 3.75.
We'll do 3.5 because it's just slightly better than the 3.25 that we gave the Bucks.
That makes sense.
It got slightly more entertained, and I don't want to go too high.
Yeah.
Because like I said, the match made no fucking sense. Like, I don't understand
why or how the match came to be made no sense. However, it was at least an entertaining match, and that's a good redemption quality, at least.
Right, you even had a cool fucking feel-good redemption story at the end.
Yes.
So.
It was good. I liked it.
So our next match, right? Did we skip a match?
No.
All right, so our next
Technically, it's Hobbs and Starks, but we might just go right through this one into the next one.
Yeah, this is a short match from what
Wikipedia said. Because this one's only like 5 minutes, I think, according to Wikipedia, so.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of high hopes for this one. They got a whole extra minute than Jade and Athena, so.
Whatever, so maybe we'll skip it, maybe we'll watch 5 minutes of it. 5 minutes of this whole match. Maybe we'll watch.
We'll group it in with the next match. We'll talk about it, I think.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that match is yet, so we'll find out.
I can tell you real quick.
Can you? You said quick.
Swerve in Our Glory versus the Acclaim for the AEW tag titles.
Okay.
So So that's what's technically next.
All right. That'd be cool. All
right.
All right. So we're going to watch those two matches.
Yes.
All right. What the fuck did we just watch?
Tag Swerve, team. Yeah. Swerve and the Acclaimed.
And something else. We watched something else before that.
Hobbs, we watched a few minutes of Hobbs and Stark, which wasn't anything special.
No.
And Hobbs won.
Yeah, so whatever.
Not like we really cared.
We didn't care, but, I mean.
We really didn't care that much.
That just means that match has to happen again.
Huh?
It just means a match has to happen again.
Yeah. So.
Because Hobbs turned healer. Because he was already a heel, and then he turned heel on his partner.
Yeah.
So that make him a healer? Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. But the Swerve in our Glory and Acclaimed match wasn't bad, except for the bullshit pin count thing. Because it was clearly a three count, had the Acclaimed winning, which is what I think a lot of the fans wanted. Well,
the fans wanted the Acclaimed to win. I mean, I'm a fan, and I wanted the Acclaimed to win, but...
And then...
Definitely
they
there
had a chance to redeem it, as you said, with the roll-up.
With a roll-up at the end that I thought...
Could have been the three count, too. And then, no. And they ended up winning.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to set up another rematch for that.
Yeah, I mean, the Acclaimed is coming.
Actually, I think it is. I think it is. I think it's the Arthur Ashe thing that they did last year. They're doing it.
Okay.
So they're doing another one, and they're doing another rematch. And now Tony Khan's like, oh, I guess I was wrong, so now I'm going to give you guys the fucking titles.
Yeah. Pretty much, because that's what the fans want.
They already have a new...
Like, it's cool. Swerve and Our Glory is cool. I like that team a bit. But the Acclaimed has been around for a while now, and they've always been a fan favorite.
And they're homegrown. Yep. Like, they said it like fucking 300 times. Yep. That they used to be on Dark, and they started tag teaming together, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and now they are. They're true AEW homegrown, and you should give them the titles.
I think they should.
I'm just saying.
I mean... Granted, that makes those titles change hands really fast in the last fucking, like, 3 months, though.
Yeah, true, but it's not as bad as fucking...
The TNT title of the town had, like, three fucking people have it
and
in, like,
the fact
a
that
week.
We just had to strip two different champions, well, four different champions, technically, of their belts.
Right, four different champions, I mean...
So...
Vacant's champion again.
Yeah.
AEW champion.
Yep. So, AEW is a little bit of a mess because of all of that right now.
It is. I mean, I think it's why they had to fucking have, you know, the rematch happen. And
yep.
They had to make a new fucking trios champion right away so they could get a good match out of the deal, I guess.
Yep.
But, anyway, so speaking of, we're going to skip forward to, well, actually, let's just read some of the other results and see if, we're not going to watch it. Tony Storm defeated Britt Baker.
Yeah.
And Jamie Hayter and Cheetah for the interim women's title, because that's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But we know that Thunder Rosa won't put Tony over, so what happens when she comes back?
Exactly. If she comes back.
Yeah, true.
If she comes back.
True.
And then again, to me, it's like, it's just all schoolyard bullshit that she doesn't want to put fucking someone else over. Like, I don't know.
I get it. I've heard her say it before, though. Like, I was like, dude, like, yeah, you're a good wrestler and all, but, like, your job is to put other wrestlers over.
Yeah.
Like, that literally is your job.
Yep. You got a title run. You've had them before. You'll get one again.
Right.
You know... Just do what you're supposed to do, and you'll have plenty of good things come to you. But when you start acting like a whiny child, and your ego gets the better of you, it can be your downfall.
It's going to be your downfall.
Because there's enough wrestlers in the world right now, and there's enough female wrestlers in the world, too. There's a lot more of them nowadays than there was years ago. And it's a huge thing now, and... It's not like they can't just leave you in the dust if they want to.
Wrestling.
Because if you
wrestling
make, it's
can
just
survive
like,
without anybody.
What's kind of just like Hollywood. Like, if you make yourself out to be a big enough of an asshole and stuff that and very difficult to work with as an actor, you get less jobs because less people want to deal with your fucking drama. So it's kind of the same thing in wrestling. If you end up being a drama queen, you're gonna fucking get left in the dust eventually, because eventually this is gonna be like, oh, I can use this guy and people like him too, and fucking he's not gonna give me a fucking...
Right, he's not gonna be an asshole.
Headache every fucking day, you know? So, only fair.
Anyway.
So, yep, Tony Storm's champion.
Christian Cage defeated Jungle Boy in like 9 seconds.
20 seconds, but yeah.
I'll be
it's under a minute. If it's under 30 seconds,
it's under 10 seconds.
Shameful.
It's because Luchasaurus turned heel again.
I know.
So Luchasaurus is now...
He went from
the big
show. Like,
heel, what the fuck's
the
face, he doing?
Heel. He's changed his allegiances show. 3 times. And,
in this feud.
Yeah. In a couple months. He's changed his allegiance. Like, I don't know.
I heard it's because Christian Cage is hurt.
Oh. Well, that's not a surprise.
Like, pectoral muscle. Oh. I'm sort of seeing a punk has a pectoral muscle, too. So maybe
all these old guys should just stop wrestling so much.
Well, I mean, because like,
they're all tearing their pecs.
He got suspended, and now he may not come back anyway. Like
whatever at this point.
Yeah, seriously, just go away.
I've always been a fan of Punk, but now it's just like I'm done.
I'm a big fan of Punk, man, but you need to go away because what happened now? Yeah, you either die a hero,
or you live long enough to become the villain, and that's exactly what happened to Punk.
It's exactly what happened to
Punk. He's pulling that, like, Hogan, this shit doesn't work for me, I'm better than everybody, fucking...
Right. So people that way used to like back in the day, and now care less for. Hey, go King, there's your answer to your fucking question. King's gonna ask me a question later.
Yeah.
You don't know it yet, but it's coming.
Yes.
And that's the answer to it.
Yeah.
I already said it.
Yep. He's this generation's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I mean, so the answer to his question, I'll just answer it now because I'm talking about it, it is going to be Hulk Hogan or CM Punk, but
Obvious
answer has got to be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, because there's nobody else better fit for that question.
Right.
In my opinion, so.
Okay, now we have Chris Jericho defeating Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
But because of the melee that happened, there is a tournament of champions to decide a new champion.
Yeah, here we go.
And somehow those two are facing off in the next couple of weeks. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole fucking tournament.
Next week or what, but...
But, because I don't have that tournament in front of me.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I? Because this is all out. What the hell's, like, aftermath? Anyway, that's not important.
Yeah, we're just getting that match again because of a series of events. And then we had, wasn't it, Darby Allin, Sting, and Miro versus House of Black?
Yes.
That we're skipping to.
We're also skipping that. The fuck's his name?
Darby and Sting won.
Darby and Sting won. I don't want Sting winning. I don't care. How come there's so many fucking trios matches? You can put the ROH trios match on there, too, for the fuck of it? ROH title match? You have Dalton and the boys versus somebody. I don't know who.
I don't know. That's because they got more people than they know what to do with.
Apparently Malakai Black asked for his release and was granted a conditional release.
Okay.
I think he just wants to go.
Is he going back to trips?
He can't for a while because obviously a no compete clause there.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
So the House of Black's just done?
Again. This is all rumors, and I know nothing. I don't know these people personally. I don't talk to them. It's just what I read on the internet and, you know, disabled the internet.
Yeah.
Gotta be true, right? So, there's that. Yeah, and then now we're into our main event that we skipped forward to.
Yeah.
It is CM Punk versus Jon Moxley. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Real quick, I can get to the aftermath. Let me just read through that super quickly and show you. So I had the tournament thingy. Okay, so it was Heyman Page versus Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
Sammy Guevara versus Darby Allin for some fuck that match.
Yep.
I don't want either one of those two becoming champion.
I hope they both go out injured.
And then Jericho and Moxley got in buys.
Okay.
So then Daniel Bryan.
Yeah
Jesus fucking Christ. That dude beat Hangman. So he's facing Chris Jericho.
Hangman's just falling on Dynamite, down that ladder.
On Dynamite Wednesday. Also on Dynamite Wednesday is Sammy Guevara versus John Moxley.
John. Sammy. Your ass is getting
He's getting his ass whooped. So who? So is it going to be Moxley versus Daniel Bryan?
It might be. That would be interesting.
And that's on the finals, which is at Grand Slam, Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is also just a regular fucking Dynamite.
But. Yeah, that would be interesting, though. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pick John versus Bryan, just for the fuck of it. I do think it's going to be fucking Moxley versus Jericho, though.
Yeah, well, we've seen that already. And I know we've seen D-Bry versus Mox before, but not for the world title.
Not in the same faction.
No, which just creates a whole lot of tension, right?
Right.
So.
Bryan Danielson came out and congratulated Daniel Garcia for defeating Yuta Wheeler.
Yuta Wheeler.
Said that right?
No, Wheeler Yuta. I said it wrong too.
Which way is it?
Wheeler Yuta.
Jesus Christ. He defeated him for the pure title, and then he came out. And
but he kind of wanted to groom him anyway.
He did.
Because technically, Willa Yuta is like under Moxley's wing.
Technically, I guess. But either way, it's the same faction.
Yeah.
So it's weird again.
Yep.
Anyway. So we're going to watch the main event and then come back and give you our more of our opinion of just the match, because we've already beaten to death how much we hate CM Punk at the moment.
Yeah, and the whole fucking backstage shenanigans.
We're also like the last people to do it, because we fucking didn't do it last week like everybody else.
Yeah.
So you've already heard this. You already know the fucking speech.
Yeah, just beating a dead horse now.
So, yeah. So we're going to watch the match.
Yep.
Oh, did we score fucking Swerve?
Oh, no. I'd probably give that like a 3. Just because other than the stupid pin botch thing, it was a decent match.
I'll give it, yeah, a 3 is a fine rating. I mean, I don't want to do, it wasn't a, I mean.
I'm not going any higher than 3.
It would have been better.
If they won.
If Bowen's got the roll-up after getting his ass whooped after all the fucking time.
Yep.
See, I want the surprise roll-up, like a most devastated move in all sports entertainment. Like, I want them to happen now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm old. Like, I don't want to see a crazy finisher. I want someone to get rolled up.
Well, every now and then, it's nice just to see a win off of a roll-up.
Yeah.
Because it's not expected.
And I thought that would be good.
It changes it.
Because, like,
mixes it up.
It just makes that title change hands way too fast, way too quick.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, main event, and then we'll come back with our shit.
Yep.
All right, Punk Moxley.
It's basically Mox hits GTS early.
Punk hits GTS early.
Oh, sorry. Punk hits GTS early. Mox beats the piss out of Punk. Punk hits 2 GTSs towards the end and wins.
Yep. So now he is John Cena.
Yep.
I mean, am I wrong?
He really didn't do anything other than his patented, like, signature, you know, knee in the fucking corner thing. Shining Wizard type thing there, yeah, and his GTS.
It was nothing.
I don't even think there was 5 moves of Doom.
He was there. He was there for he played the hits only.
Yeah. He got his ass beat, full Crimson Mask. Moxley's like licking his blood and shit.
Yeah. Moxley's a weirdo.
Yeah, he is.
He worked that leg though for a while. I like that.
Yeah.
So match wise, I guess it was a okay match. I think I'm more, because I know what happened afterwards.
Yeah, I'm way more heavily influenced by the media scrum and what happened after that, like, than,
which I guess is going to be an unfair fucking mark, but I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
if it wasn't overshadowed by all that bullshit, it might have been a little different.
It would have been way different. Like, it probably would have gotten a 4, but like, because it was so overshadowed, and it's like all that was really kind of for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, you want to take your ball and go
home again, because he's a fucking 10-year-old.
He really is a fucking 10-year-old. Dude, just shut the fuck up. Do your job.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to come work with a young talent. One young talent says something to me that I don't like. Now I'm fucking, fuck him.
Yeah, now I hate everybody.
Like, dude, like, you got some thin skin, don't you, motherfucker?
Yeah, he definitely does.
Like, I think that's what the problem is. He's got a thin skin.
Someone mentioned on TikTok. Now, I don't know how true this is, but do you think that CM Punk has some type of CTE? Because that would explain, like, his mood swings, his, like, weird lashing out at people.
It's possible.
I mean, he has been hit in the head a lot.
Yeah. He did a lot of crazy deathmatchy shit when he was younger, too.
Right. Versus Raven.
Yeah.
The Clockwork Orange match.
Yeah. So, he's been in some shit. He's been hit in the head a lot, I'm sure.
Right.
He's had a lot of concussions. So, it's possible.
I mean, it would definitely explain a lot more.
It's possible. I mean, it could be other issues that we don't know about, too. You know, bipolar and all that kind of jazz is possible, too.
I'm sure he doesn't take his medication he's supposed to take because he's straight edge.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it affects him, like, in ring if he does. Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I mean, who knows, but...
So... But it is... Because it was a drastic mood swing. Because he was fine. He was great. He loved being there. And then Hangman said something to him at one of those... Like, one of the little fucking promo shoots they had on each other.
Right. For the title match.
Yeah. And he, like, turned after that.
Like, super bitter all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, the young guys really don't want you there. Like, they know who you are. They don't hog their spotlight. Yeah. You're there to put them over.
Yep.
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah. And though that's kind of the thing, though. At Punk's age, he should be the guy putting the young guys over. He's not really... You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I think it was supposed to be him versus MJF.
Yeah.
But... And then he probably would have put MJF over at that point, because they're afraid they're going to lose him.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do with him? You're going to fucking...
Well, you kind of have to make him champion now.
MJF?
Yeah.
I think you do too.
Russ. I feel like you gave him the stupid poker chip. Now you gotta have him use it and win it, and have a little bit of a run with it. Because if you don't, you're gonna lose him.
I agree. It's like you can push him after that.
Especially with who's in control of the other side right now, because that person could do a lot with an MJF too. You know.
I agree.
And with Roman, I think looking to take a break. After he drops the title by Mania for a while.
At Mania.
Yeah. Well, that's what I assume.
Maybe he has to face two people and lose both of them.
That's a possibility, too. Maybe he drops one at Rumble and drops the last one at Mania. That's another possibility.
Maybe.
But he wants a nice, lengthy break after that. Like, who else you got for a major heel within the company?
Major heel, nobody. That's why it's going to be face for like a little bit. And face champions are boring. You know that.
Yeah. We're
going to have open challenge.
This is what happens with every face champion, though. They start out strong, and they have that feel-good moment. They win the title, and then a lot of it can go to lackluster shit. Like, look at Hangman's title run.
Look at Liv Morgan. Everybody was so happy that she won it. Now she is
She first won, I was like, oh, that's cool. That was a great fucking... underdog story, and now I'm like, somebody shoot me. I'm so done with this storyline.
Like,
and
everything
to do with her. So
let me take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about, match rating. Oh, yeah, we did. I gave it a 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5. I agree with that.
Because of the scrum, but still. Yeah. You're a douchebag of the day. You can't have a good match.
No.
Sorry, Mox.
And honestly, it was a good match, but, like, I don't know.
But, again, all for naught.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel, anyway.
Yep.
So we'll take a quick break, and we'll finish the collision part of this, the clash part of it.
Yeah.
The new clash.
And
other
Worlds
one.
Worlds Collide.
I know I can't fucking remember the other one's name.
Yeah,
Worlds Collide. Anyway, you know, I've been watching that one longer.
Yes.
That can actually, like, mean something.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yep.
The following does not express the views of Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 and are only King's views. Hashtag shut up King.
Oh yeah, let's go. I am the King of Old School. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. And blah, 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 blah. You know what comes next. follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, vice versa. I screwed that up. I don't care. And by all means, drop us a comment. Use my old standby, hashtag ShutUpKing, make this trend. Or, what about you guys, you know, answering my question? So last week, we'll start off with that. Last week I asked the guys who was a wrestler that you didn't like back in the day that you have respected. They answered Dustin Rhodes and William Regal. Great answers, by the way. William Regal was almost my answer, but I decided to go, you know, a complete off-the-chart wrestler with DDP. Only because I was reading about the bullshit the DDP was doing and, you know, all of that. So this week, because Clayton suggested it, we're going to go the opposite road on this. So, guys, name a wrestler that you used to like that now you don't like. Now you can't stand them. For instance, for me, it would be the immortal Hulk Hogan. Why? Because he can't keep his goddamn mouth shut. Or, you know, you could say Bret Hart for the same thing, but I was more of a fan of Bret Hart, so I can look the other way when he complains about Goldberg, because I actually don't blame him for bitching about Goldberg. When he bitches about other shit, eh. But, you know, when he bitches about Goldberg, I get that. So, I'm going to say Hulk Hogan just because Hulk Hogan just can't keep his goddamn mouth shut. He can't just disappear and fade off into the sunset. Just go. Go that way. Keep going. No, don't stop. Oh, motherfucker, he's coming back. Anyway, so guys, I want you to answer that question. Hopefully you haven't already recorded by the time I send this to you. I know I'm recording late. Going forward, I haven't watched anything since before Clash of the Castle. Clash of the Castle, I'm not going to lie, from what I've seen of it, was okay. I wasn't watching that shit Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, whatever the fuck it was. I wasn't watching it then. I watched, you know, the replay. I watched a bit of the recap. I watched a little bit of it on Paramount. But, you know, it is what it is. At the time when I caught all of the recaps, all of everything, I was pissed off at the championship resulting. I figured that, you know, I had my thoughts of what was going to happen. I kind of knew Drew McIntyre wasn't walking away coming out of Wales with the title. I didn't think he was going to walk away. Did I think he was going to beat Reigns, though? Yes. I thought he was going to beat Reigns. I thought it was either going to be a bullshit win, you know, disqualification, something to keep Reigns strong and keep McIntyre strong, or to have McIntyre win the championship and then have Theory cash in and walk away. That was actually what I thought was going to happen, to be quite honest with you. I was preparing myself to be pissed off walking into it, and the way that it ended pissed me off even more. But when I but it wasn't that bad until I started reading why, and that pissed me off more. So for anybody that has not read why, or the rumored why, Roman Reigns is still the champion, it is because, now this is again internet fodder, internet rumors, take it for what it's worth, I believe it because it is A, believable, and B, I've seen it in multiple outlets. So this is what I heard. The reason why Roman Reigns is still the champion is because of that damn Saudi show coming up. What is it? 2 pay-per-views away? Vince McMahon, when he signed the contract, agreed that Roman Reigns would be the champion going into Saudi Arabia. So the Saudis will apparently, if he's going to drop the title, the Saudis get to decide who he's going to drop this to. Because they're putting together, because they are basically calling their own shots out there when it comes to this pay-per-view. They always do. So, I mean, we could end up seeing fucking Roman Reigns versus Goldberg for the championship over there. Because they seem to like Goldberg. I don't know why. They're like the only people in the world that still, you know, give a shit about Goldberg. But yeah, this is what I'm hearing, is that that's the reason. It's because the Saudis wanted it that way, and Vince McMahon pretty much took it up the ass. So that's that. I do have a couple of thoughts, but I want to get to that in a minute. Next up, I want to talk about I want to keep talking about the Clash of the Castle. The IC title match, that I think was the best match of the night. That was fun to watch. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not usually a big fan of the big, tough, strong men beating the fucking shit out of each other. I'm not a big fan of the super strong type. But those two, they actually had a pretty decent showing. The Imperium and, you know, Sheamus's boys, you know, if that doesn't turn into, like I said, I haven't watched anything since, if that doesn't turn into a bigger thing, I'm going to be pissed off, because that was fucking awesome, and that needs to be turned into a bigger rivalry. Bigger rivalry, hell, keep this going until Survivor Series, end it with the Survivor Series, have it be, you know, give them more members if you have to, but we'll see. Let's move on. Riddle and Seth Rollins, holy shit, what's going on with Riddle, huh? That all that bullshit that Rollins did. Not surprised Rollins walks away with the win there. He needed it. Didn't think they were going to keep him on a pay-per-view losing streak the way that he's been. But I think I'd like to see them give Rollins a huge push. I don't know if he's going to be the one to end Reigns' reign with the title, but he could be. You never know. I mean, only way I see it happening is if they push him a lot harder, only way I think they do it is if they do more of a slow burn with his push and have him win the Rumble and go into WrestleMania as the headliner to take out whoever's got that title. That's what I think's going to happen if they keep on him. The guys have another theory. I don't know. So, yeah. Going on to the Judgment Day versus Edge and Mysterio. Finally, they fucking turned Dom. I've been waiting for this. I really have. Not so much because I want to see Dom turn on his father. It's just because they've been fucking broadcasting it. It's like, you know it's been coming. You're sitting there waiting for it, and it just took so fucking long, and you just wanted it to be done and over with already. Now, for my theories. First theory is with the Judgment Day. I would like to see a little bit more of them. You see, I'm watching here, and I got a little trend going. I see a little trend going. You see, Finn is apparently the leader. Okay, that's well and good. He had Damian Priest turn on his mentor at that point, Edge. Now you've got Dominic Mysterio turns on his father and mentor, Rey Mysterio. Okay, there's two. Do you think that they can keep this trend going every few weeks to build up that stable into at least a few more people and have it be do something with going against the mentors at Survivor Series? You know, make it so that, for instance, I don't know when Orton's due back, if he's going to be back. But if Orton's going to be back by then, have Riddle turn on Orton. and whoop, he's part of that little fight there. Have Butch turn on Sheamus. Yep, there you go. He fits right in there. If you really wanted to, you could probably say have almost turn on MVP. You could probably do that. Have fucking... I don't know if you can say... Have Ciampa fucking turn on The Miz. There you go. Have them go right in there. You can easily set that up with, you know, the younger guys and the established wrestlers that they've got, because they've got quite a few of them that are out there. And you can... That could make for an interesting Survivor Series match if you have it something like that, like the mentors against their proteges that have turned on them. It could make for an interesting matchup. Will they do it? Probably not. Would I like to see it? Yes. Why would I like to see it? Because I'm an idiot, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah. Next up, I want to talk about the championship match. The championship period, not the match. Honestly, I get some things. By the way, with Solo coming out, the extra Uso, he's now a member of the Bloodline, apparently. And I've heard that Jimmy and Jay can't leave the country, or at least one of them can't leave the country, because of their legal issues. If that's true, then I think you'll see them drop the tag titles before Roman drops his championships. That's just a thought real quick on them. Now to go back to the Bloodline and Roman Reigns. They have dug themselves into a decent-sized hole with this championship. There's not very much that they can do to have someone step up. They need somebody new to step up and take out Roman Reigns. Either that, or they need somebody to, you know, have a reason. To have them get pissed off and have a reason to do it. So, my question is, who's going to be the one? I don't think Austin Theory can just cash in and do this on his own. I really don't. I mean, he's got to take advantage of that post-match bullshit. If he still has the briefcase. I still believe that he's not going to have the briefcase for much longer. Next up. Could Karrion Kross step up? And my thought is that, you know, I haven't watched anything. I haven't seen any recaps, any results, any anything. So I don't know. But I said immediately after Clash of the Castle that Drew McIntyre and Karrion Kross were going to end up in a number one contenders match. And whoever at Elimination Chamber, and that was going to be the person that was going to challenge at either Survivor Series or at the Saudi show. So we'll see what happens there. I don't think that they're going to challenge at Survivor Series. I actually think the Bloodline is going to be involved in a classic Survivor Series match, because there are five of them now, if you count Sami Zayn. More on Sami in a minute, though. So you got, like I said, you got Karrion Kross. Can he do it? You got Braun Strowman come back. I don't want to see that. Do not put him into the championship run right now. If you're going to do that with him, slow burn that shit. Build him back up. Don't just throw him out there, because you don't need the big man to take out a big man. What you need is... I really think that something like Karrion Kross could actually pull it off and be interesting. But... that's just me. You got all these guys that you're bringing back. It's got to be one of these new kids that you've got out there. It's got to be one of the NXT generation. It's got to be one of Trips' boys. Be it Riddle, be it Cross, Ciampa, Gargano, hell, Owens, Rollins, somebody like that. If they step up and have get them pissed off again, give them a reason to challenge Reigns. Interesting thought that I have had is I think that Sami Zayn could be a viable option. Hear me out. Sami Zayn wants to be part of the Bloodline. He is unofficially, or whatever the hell you want to call it, he wants to be there. He wants to try to do what he can. Now, you actually throw in Solo, and now he kind of falls back another step. So my thought is that something's going to happen somewhere. Could it be at Survivor Series? It would make sense to have Sami Zayn somehow get slighted by the rest of the Bloodline and have him turn on, will he turn and have him pretty much turn on them, or them turn on him, either way. And then where they keep teasing it, they keep showing it in dark matches, or after SmackDown or after Raw, but they keep showing Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens reuniting. I keep seeing this on the internet, and it's usually after shows. So I think that they're teasing it. So if that's the case, and they're going to do it that way, so what I would want to see is them turn on Sami, turn Sami back into face, have him team with Kevin Owens, take out the Usos first, take the belts away from them. And then I get this feeling, I just got this funny feeling that Sami Zayn's going to get some sort of is going to get the push, because he never really got that push to take on Roman Reigns. Remember, Brock Lesnar took that spot from him. And all he got out of it was a championship match at fucking SmackDown. So if Sami Zayn can, if something does happen and they push Sami Zayn correctly, he could be the one to end this title reign. If it's done correctly, you piss him off, you have them turn on him, I would have bled for you, I would have done this, now I'm gonna, instead of protecting you, now I'm going to kill you. I can see that happening. I really can. How's it going to hurt? What am I going to do to hurt you now? I'm going to take what you want, what you've got. You wouldn't let me in. Now I'm taking your shit. I can see that happening. Is he and he's the underdog. He's that always underdog character. So he could do it. The question is, where? How? When? But that's my thought, is that they're gonna turn on Sami and turn him face, and he's going to take not one, but all their belts. That's my prediction, and I'd love to see this happen. With that said, again, my question: name a wrestler who you liked back in the day, but you can't stand now, because Clayton asked for it. And with that, answer my question. Guys, fans, listeners, all three of you, answer the question. Leave it in the comments. Whatever. And I'm done talking to myself.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake. And you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples. Good topics. Great puns. Yeah, man. Check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, guys, we're back.
Yep.
Or one person has listened to us. I don't say guys. Person has listened to us. We are back. Thank you for listening to us, one person.
We're going to cover Worlds Collide first.
We're going to do Worlds Collide first, even though it was after a clash at the castle.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think it really matters.
It doesn't, but it's the... I don't want to close
it. We did All Out, which was technically... last, like very last, because this happened Saturday.
Oh, so we're going backwards then. We did good.
Yeah, so it works. We're just going in reverse. So first match was Carmella Hayes versus Ricochet, which was the match of the night for NXT.
Oh, by far.
That was...
I mean, and I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to start off too fucking high, though.
I'd go a good, like, 3.5.
All right, I'm going to be a little nicer because I'm going to fucking shit on some shit at the end.
Yeah.
All right.
3.5 to a 4.
I'm doing a 3.75 then. I'm going to cut that right in the middle.
Okay.
That was a cool match, though.
Yeah. Next up was the Fatal 4-Way Elimination match to unify the two NXT titles.
Yeah. Pretty Deadly, Creed Brothers, Brooks and Josh.
Yeah.
I fucked up the name. So it's Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs.
Yeah.
And, who the fuck is it? Gallus.
Gallus, yeah.
Okay. So, why is Damon Kemp a thing?
I don't know.
Like, what do I, like, him turning fucking heel and fucking the Creed Brothers is what cost this fucking match?
Yep.
So, because of the hokiness, fucking stupid Pritchard fucking storyline that is.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to get pretty low on my card.
I did not like this match at all. I didn't like anything about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't like Pretty Deadly.
I don't
like most of these teams, to be honest with you. I think the one I would have liked the most was just to see the Creed Brothers.
Right, me too. I like the Creed Brothers the most.
After that, it would have been Gallus. Would have been my pick.
Yeah, I mean...
honestly. Like, I don't... the other two teams, I don't care for. The Rednecks or Pretty Deadly. Like, I don't...
Pretty Deadly is just fucking...
Pretty Deadly is like Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory, Brandzigo. What the hell is they called? Brandigo.
Yeah.
What the fuck was their name?
I don't know.
Fucking Fandango and Tyler Breeze.
Yeah. But like, not as cool, though. Like, Prince Pretty and Fandango, like, could, like, pull off their gimmick better, I feel like.
Anyway,
they were kind of funny, at least. Like, these guys aren't funny. Like, them two knew they were a comedy act, pretty much. And they just played up to it.
And they just ran with it.
Yeah, and they did well with it. And it's like, because they're not like a tag team that I'm going to ever take seriously. Honestly. Because it's like a super gimmicky tag team. Okay. And that's just like...
I don't know. I thought it was just what British people think are funny, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to give this match a fucking 2.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All right, good. I told him to shit on himself, though.
Yeah. The next was the triple threat women's match to unify those titles, and it was Mandy versus Mako versus Blair, which is Bea Priestley.
Right. I mean, we picked Blair because I don't really like Mandy, and...
I'm not a huge fan of Mako either, so...
But I do think the right decision was made by keeping it with Mandy.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked Blair because I didn't want to pick Mandy, but, like, I mean... I could have been.
I knew Mandy was gonna win. I just didn't.
Want right, to pick so like Mandy. We each could have had the extra point. I just didn't want to pick Mandy, especially because we both feel like fuck it. We'll pick somebody different then.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll give that match like a fucking 2 as well. I didn't enjoy that one that much either. Maybe 2.5.
So say, it wasn't as bad. I mean, she has shown some signs of improvement from being in Performance Center all this time.
Yeah, but not enough.
Not enough to be the champion or double champ at that.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same fucking championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 2.25. I'm not even going to go that high with it.
That's why I said I wouldn't go over 2.5 with it.
2.25.
Yeah.
is what I said.
And then we had Katana Chance and Caden Carter versus...
Say it. Dewdrop.
Dewdrop. And Nikki A.S.H.
It's Dewdrop.
Like or Nikki
Ash. I like when you say Dewdrop. Nikki Ash, you usually call her.
Yep. Dewdrop. And then it should literally just be Piper Nevin and
Nikki Cross.
Yeah. Although, there was a thing I was reading that there's a potential that, like, EY might be coming back. And both Wolf and Killian are free agents right now. So there is a possibility of a Sanity reunion eventually at some point.
And there's also some, like, backstage thing I saw where Nikki threw her mask at fucking Dewdrop.
Yeah. Which could be signs that Nikki Cross is coming back. At least at the end, like... And, like, I hate both of their names. I hate both of their gimmicks. Just let them be who they were and, like, let them beat some two tough Scottish chicks that beat up a bunch of the others. Like, I'm fine with that. It works for Drew. He's just a big Scottish guy. That wields it, runs around with the claymore. He's just some crazy Scotsman. But he beats the shit out of people and he's fun to watch.
He's like, a Scottish psychopath.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Just give us the female version of that.
So that being said, a very disappointing match for me.
That was also a very disappointing match. That was also a 2 to 2.5 for me.
Oh, you're so nice. I'm gonna give it 1.5. Yeah. Like... This is my shit on match. Like, this was bad.
Yeah, it was.
Nothing about this match was exciting to me.
No.
Granted, I watched it when I was extremely fucking tired and probably pretty fucking high. But there was nothing.
I watched it pretty stoned. I was not tired because I think I watched this one during the middle of the day. But it was...
Me too, which is why I was tired.
I honestly... Yeah. Well, that's different for you. I honestly, though, like, I gave no fucks about it. Like, I kept looking away from it, spacing out, talking, and, like, having conversations, like, with the person I was watching it with. So, I was like, this is... And I kept saying it to her, too. I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, this sucks. This is horrible. How do you start off with such a great match and then just blow fucking, like, fucking, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't happy with any of it.
I was happy. Like I said, what did I get? 1, 2, 5?
He's 1.5.
1.5, whatever. I'll give it 1.5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2. A little bit nicer.
We had Braun Breaker. We have Steiner versus Tyler Bate.
Yeah, which...
Honestly, it was a good match.
It was the second best match of the night.
I was entertained by this match, at least. I mean, it woke me back up, at least.
I spaced out at the beginning of it, but I came around towards the end of it when it started getting a little bit more intense, and was like, you know, that wasn't bad. As much as I don't really care for Braun Breaker
or Tyler Bate, for that matter.
Yeah, like, I don't really care for either of them that much, but it wasn't bad. It was at least a better showing than the other three matches in the middle.
I mean, that being said, it's only going to get a 3.
If you literally watched the first match and then fell asleep and woke up during the last match, you would have had the best experience watching this pay-per-view.
Best pay-per-view ever. Also one of the shortest.
Yeah, it was junk. I didn't like it at all.
No. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think they could have done a little bit more with the unification crap.
Yeah, it just... It is, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hopefully it's just them trying to cram a bunch of shit to end to start a new
chapter in life.
Yeah. Because we kind of need it.
All right, next up we have Cash at the
Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle, whatever the hell that is.
Or as it was frequently referred to me as, is Cash of... Oh, wow. Castle Clashers. Fucking hell. Dyslexic sounding as fuck.
No, it's the Clash, and then you gotta say Castle afterwards. So you think it's the same fucking word? Clash, Castle. I said it.
Yeah.
I missed the beginning, the middle part, but that's okay.
Castle Clash.
Might as well read the fucking stupid fucking pre-show, too. I didn't watch that, but we'll read it.
I didn't watch the pre-show at all.
Madcap Moss and Street Profits apparently defeated Austin Theory and Alpha Academy. Did they ever win?
No. No.
I don't like them, really.
I don't like Alpha Academy at all. I don't like Austin Theory really that much at all. The only Austin Theory I think I liked was the funny one with Johnny Gargano in NXT. Like, that's the only time I've, like, really liked Theory. And Madcap still needs a gimmick change. Why are we still calling him Madcap Moss?
I don't fucking know. I'm done with that dude, too. Like, that dude, yeah. That dude can go fucking yell at the wall early.
So, and then there was...
Happy birthday, Baron Corbin. I just Moss for you. There you go. As your birthday present.
Yeah. All right. And then technically it was the 6-woman match, which was Damage Control, I guess is what they call it.
Oh, yeah. They call them Damage Control. I like that name, actually.
Dakota Kai. Because it's just Gia random. Sky and Bayley. Versus Bianca, Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka.
This was a good match. It was a little botchy at times.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good opening match. I think it was a right good booking decision by having Bayley pin.
Bayley has a little bit of ring rust from being out for a while.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's where some of that's just coming from. I'm pretty sure the more in-ring action she gets, she'll look a little bit better.
Right. I'm saying it's a little botchy at times.
Also, she's never really worked with Bianca before, too.
Right.
So, this, like, I always feel like when you got a bunch of people who aren't used to working together, first working together, it kind of can just be that
it's like
way.
First wave revolution versus second wave revolution, almost. I mean, Bayley's definitely first wave, but...
Also, if you think about things, too, like, CM Punk and John Morrison's match back in the day for, like, the IC title, like, when they first squared off was horrible, but by the end of that feud, it was, like, ridiculous.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I said, it wasn't, like...
Wasn't horrible, but yeah, it was a little botchy.
A little sloppy, maybe. Not botchy, maybe
a little
sloppy.
Yeah, sloppy is a better word.
That being said, I'm probably going to score it a 3-2-5. Like, I thought the booking decision...
I was going to give it a 3. It was a solid match.
I thought the decision was good, because, like, you had Bayley being a legit threat to Bianca's title by pinning her.
Correct.
So... You created a storyline within the storyline.
Yeah.
Also, it is worth noting that Io and Dakota Kai are the new women's tag team champions.
Okay.
So, women's bloodline happening soon. I mean, they're not all blood, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn's not blood either.
No.
But you get what I'm
honorary
saying.
Honorary Oos.
Yeah, I don't know. Kick him out with Solo. Oh, we'll get to Solo in a second.
Yes. And then we had Gunther versus Sheamus.
With Imperium.
Yes, complete
both of
now,
Imperium.
Who is now Giovanni Vinci.
Yeah, whatever. And Kaiser.
Ludwig Kaiser. Yeah.
Kaiser Roll.
I mean, their names are actually a little bit better than they used to be.
Whatever, they're fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
At least they're different now. They can tumble apart.
Yeah.
Versus Sheamus with Ridge and Butch. Who is now dressing like Pete Dunne, at least.
Yes.
His name is still Butch. Give him a last name.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't care. Call him anything. Not Reed, obviously.
Well, I was just going to say, not Reed, because there's already been one of them.
Call him anything else. I'm going to tell you that this was, as Simon likes to say, two big men.
Yes.
Slapping
meat together.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I was excited when this match came on. I was pumped for this one. I loved watching this one.
This was brutal. Yeah. Sheamus shows signs of battle immediately, and I like that about him.
Yeah.
He's also, you know, when you think about it, he's had some really good matches. And, like, everybody fucking forgets about Sheamus. He's kind of underrated.
The problem with Sheamus is he's had some really good matches with certain people. But his title runs have all been just, except for when he was the bar with Cesaro, were just, like, trash.
I agree with that, I guess.
So that's what I think undershadows Sheamus. But Sheamus is definitely a solid, like, B-plus player.
I'll give it to you. I just think he's pretty underrated.
Yeah.
So if we do overrated, underrated stuff, like, I think Sheamus would be an underrated guy.
I agree.
Anyway, this match... I liked it a lot. I don't want to go too high. I don't want to give it to 5.
I want to give it like 4.5. Because it's close to 5, but it's not a 5.
It's not a 5. 4.5 is fair. I'll do 4.5.
Yeah.
It's fair. I was gonna say like a four, but we do the decimals, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We can talk about this fucking match now.
Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler. I did not like this match at all.
No, me neither.
Why didn't Shayna win? I just wanted Shayna to win so bad.
Me too, but again, you fucking stupid Rio is gonna win. Yeah, I'm not even gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like 1.5, but okay.
Yeah, one.
Yep. Moving on, then we had Edge and Rey Mysterio versus Judgment Day, which was Finn and Damian.
I guess the match was fine. The shenanigans, not shenanigans, but Dolph finally turning.
Turning on his dad because...
And then riding home with him and being in the Goofy movie.
Yeah, that meme is pretty hilarious.
We're riding home together, you know that, right?
Oh, Lord.
Lives in his house and shit.
The match wasn't bad, though.
The match wasn't bad.
It's like a solid 2.5 to 3.
I'll give it a 3. I mean, even with the heel turn, I thought it took way too fucking long. If you're going to do it, just do it. I mean, I just wanted the fucking match, father versus son, and just be over with it.
Yeah.
Don't drag it out too long. Rumble, I guess.
Dominic sucks anyway.
Dominic is horrible. He's absolutely horrendous. But, I mean, like, probably, Ray's probably leaving soon. He needs to leave him with somebody because he can't be by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know that's, he's a grown man and all, but, like... He shouldn't be anything by himself. Like, if he's going to be, like, mainstay, he needs to just be, like, a random wrestler. He needs to be, like, a Mongo.
Yeah.
He wrestles, like, once a fucking year.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need him. He's just there.
I agree.
Like I said, the match is fine. I'll give it a 3, right in the middle. We're going to do that one.
Yeah. Then we had Seth freaking Rollins versus Riddle, who got the mat back.
He did get the mat back. Fine, I guess. Like, I guess I'm just mad because Riddle didn't win, but, like, I guess you were saying, Seth needed a fucking win at
something. Seth kind of needed a win, and I also don't know if this is going to be on the heels of a potential Randy Orton coming back soon.
Probably, but you get Randy versus Seth again? I don't really want to see that.
I've seen it once already. It was good when I saw it, though.
Yeah, but I don't need to see that right now. I mean, I guess you can carry this out a little bit longer so that you can give the hero the fucking win, but...
Well, I also feel like... I don't know. Like, Seth needed the win, but, like, I feel like Riddle would have been better for Riddle's career to get that win.
I'm sure he's gonna get the win long-term. Like, this isn't a...
This is the beginning of a feud.
Right.
So, obviously, it's going to go back and forth. And, you know, Seth just came out of losing his previous feud with Cody, so...
Right, he's got to start off at least this one a little bit on top. He can't lose 3 straight or whatever.
Yeah.
The match itself, because it's going to be the first of many, I'm going to score it a little bit lower, probably. And just give it a 2.75.
That's fine. I think that's fair.
Because I know they're going to have a better match in this.
The ending match is probably going to be something ridiculous, right. I feel like.
I mean, this match was good, don't get me wrong. I just don't want to go too high with it.
Yeah. And then we had the final match, which was Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. That I fell asleep during most of it.
Yeah, it was long.
It's 30 minutes long, which is not a typical Roman match.
Yeah, but he was just kind of laying there for most of it.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, yeah, his matches go very slow. Which is a little disappointing because I look at Drew and I feel like Drew can keep a better fast-paced match than Roman can. For a big guy.
I think he slows it down because of the character more, though.
Yeah.
But I see what I mean. Like, because when Drew was a psychopath, like, he, like, you know...
He flew around a lot.
He did, but he's still way more malicious with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. When a fucking... choke you in the corner now randomly.
Yeah.
Solo coming out.
Solo coming out was the big thing.
Was a big deal. Because
he's the only Uso that can make the fucking flight.
Literally the only person there, because, yeah. He's
the only person allowed into England from the family.
Right. So, that. But I like Solo. I'm glad he's with the Bloodline finally.
Also, it's like, is bringing Solo up and getting him some exposure now by Mania, like, a way to keep the bloodline alive after Roman leaves?
Yeah, so it's still a trios. Mm-hmm. So it's still that third guy who's going to be the, like...
He could be the more dominant one, and right. the more singles one. I don't know if it's going to be a world title, but it could be...
No, like, it could be Intercontinental or something.
IC title, him versus...
Him versus Gunther would be fun.
At some point. That'd be fun. Wouldn't be bad. So... Again, another Simon type of match.
Yeah. But this match, I guess I'll score it... Again, I'm just going to score it a 3. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
It was a match...
It was a match I knew was going to end like with Roman on top no matter what.
Right, it's what I expected.
Yeah. I did not expect Drew to win.
No.
So...
But I guess it was a good... I mean, like, I'm going to say Gunther versus Sheamus was the fucking match of the entire fucking weekend.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you a better... The only one that would maybe come close was Ricochet and Carmelo Hayes was a close number.
It was a good match. It was a totally different style of match, too.
Yeah, two different... But that's a good thing about wrestling. And it's like, there's many aspects to it. There's good high-flying matches. There's good fucking spot shows like the Young Bucks matches can be. There's good telling a story matches, which is kind of what, you know, things like Gunther and like Sheamus and those slower matches that are still just as impactful. Like, it's good to see a nice variety of it. Yeah. Everyone gets something they like. A lot of wrestling purists will like certain things, and then there's fans like us who just enjoy it all. You know, like, I just don't want to see every match be one thing.
Agreed.
Having different types of matches makes it more enjoyable because I can enjoy and respect the different kinds of matches.
No surprise returns, just Solo.
Yeah, just Solo.
Everybody kept saying the Fiend was coming. Technically,
I guess MJF with the Joker thing.
All right, yeah, that was, yeah. But everybody kept saying the Fiend was coming.
I don't think they're going to save that for something a little bit
bigger. Here's what I've read. It's not a matter of did he resign. It's when he's coming back.
Yeah.
And Trips is not wasting it at some random fucking Wales pay-per-view in the middle of the day. He's going to save that.
Trips is
going to
drop that at Survivor Series or Rumble. How much, like, and I already think we have a real possibility for, I think Roman could end up dropping a title to someone. Maybe even The Fiend at Rumble if Fiend comes back at Survivor Series.
Yeah, maybe Survivor Series. Maybe he has. Maybe that's what the Wyatt Six thing's about.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Six are going to be, but or five are going to be. I'm sure he's one of them, so.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure...
Maybe he's all Six.
There was also... Well, there's also rumors that Braun Strowman was coming back.
Braun Strowman did come back.
Okay.
I'm already over him.
Yeah, I don't care about him, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put him in as one of the Wyatts.
Again, he needs to be with somebody.
He's better off being with Wyatt and just letting him be the fucking monster, the Wardlow of
just
the group.
Just go crush somebody.
Yeah.
He's the Wardlow. You're Morrissey of the group.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Cass.
Yeah. But that's fine, because he's not great on his own.
He's definitely not great on his own. All right, man, what else you got from the week?
I don't know. I think that's it.
Cool. Next week, we'll do Worlds Collide, but we'll do it a little bit differently. We are going to make... basically, it's Forbidden Door and Worlds Collide kind of blended together.
Okay, yeah, just mix... Yeah.
Pretty much, I kind of
New
want,
Japan, AEW, WWE...
At least the major titles have to be defended.
Yeah.
So figure out, you know, who Jay White is facing and figure out... You know what I mean? Like, it is Jay White, right? New Japan champion?
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to, because I lost something there.
Yeah.
I mean, figure out who's facing who.
Yeah.
I think I got a good one for that, but.
Like 10 matches?
Yeah, 10 matches.
Because that covers most of the major titles.
Right.
So.
So, I mean, you can do any other match you want to. Like, if you want to throw some, like, Ricochet versus fucking Ospreay match in there, feel free.
That's actually would be a pretty ridiculous match, I think.
So, I mean, like, anything like that, you could throw in there too.
Yeah.
But at least the major titles. So.
Oh, dude! Ricochet versus Pac versus Ospreay
for the All Atlantic title.
Yep.
Done. Just can't defend a trios title that way, but whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. I'm not gonna wrestle.
I don't care about the trios title that much, and I'm only just putting the All Atlantic title in for one of them, just because that would be a ridiculous triple threat.
Just because it's the one the title that exists that one of them has.
Yeah. And all three of them would put on, like...
I think it'd be fun to watch. Yeah, it was good. So so add that to your card if you want.
Yep. I already got one.
I'll probably put it on my card, honestly. That's a pretty good fucking match. You can make it a two-day event if you want. It's up to you.
Two-day event wouldn't be bad. 10 matches each night, because it's...
Because you're going to have a lot of fucking
thoughts. Three major promote. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be some matches...
It's not three. It's not three major promote. I mean, you can throw Impact in there, too. I'm not counting that as a major title. I'm not counting ROH as a major title. I'm just counting the three major titles.
But still, even with that, like, there's still potential for non-title great random matches too.
Right. But so you can literally use any wrestler who is active, or even semi-active or recently retired. I don't give a fuck. You can kill Ric Flair. I don't give a shit. Like, whatever you want to do. You know, like Ric Flair versus fucking Moxley, and just let him beat the shit out of him for fucking 20 minutes. I don't care. Do what you want to do. It's your open door, forbidden door, worlds collide. I don't know what we're calling it, but something like that.
Yeah.
There you go. So do at least 10. If you want to make it 2-day, make it 2-day.
Okay.
Cool.
That works for me.
All right. So until then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.